FM 90.3 WJTL Apollo LTD. What a great little tune there on the way up. Before that, we heard Sovereign Over Us by Michael W. Smith and The Kind of Man by The Color. Good morning. Your time is 6:05. You're hanging out with Annie and Mindy.
Hey, friends. Good morning. Did you know that you can take WJTL with you wherever you go? Take us with you to the yard, the park, the beach, wherever you go this summer. As always, you can find us at 90.3 on your FM dial, online at WJTL.com, through the WJTL app, or your any of your devices. Please keep up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest in contests and other fun WJTL Christ community music.
And we are joined by some very special guests. Landisville Camp Meeting's in the house this morning. We have Janice Stalsfuse, who's on the Spiritual Life Committee, also a worship leader, and Dr. Gary Wright, who is a Bourne member. They're here to talk all about Landisville Camp Meeting. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome. Glad to have you here. Gary, sorry about the exit ramp being closed there on State Road.
Yeah, what's
getting
this about
here?
Waze? I don't understand. I mean, they talk about dead animals and cars on the side of the road,
exactly.
But not closed ramps.
I know. I have to go home. I can't get on the ramp or off the ramp, but we're glad you're here. Dr. Gary, is there anybody you'd like to say hi to this morning?
I would like to give a shout out to my daughter, Sarah, who is having her third baby as we speak.
Yes.
Haven't heard any news yet, but we're expecting
a
baby today.
Keep that phone out. Keep that phone there,
baby,
man.
Baby girl, Viella Mae Campbell.
Wow,
that's
love that.
Super cool. And Jenna, is there anybody you would like to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, I'd like to say good morning to my daughter, Nariah, who is still asleep when I left the house this morning, and to my husband, Nate.
Good morning, guys. Good to see you. Hey, tell us about Camp Meeting. So those of us listening that don't, what is Camp Meeting, Dr. Gary?
Oh, my goodness. Camp Meeting basically is a phenomena that came out of the Second Great Awakening. What the Great Awakenings were basically was a outreach for a place to worship God in a non-brick-and-mortar building.
Yes.
Because there were so many restrictions in the church of the day. People wanted to worship God in a free environment. Mm, yeah. So Camp Meeting came out of the Second Awakening, which was in 1801. So it's over 200 years old, the phenomena of Camp Meeting. And our Camp Meeting is going to celebrate 150 years next year.
That's so cool.
The year 2020, and the theme is
That's pretty amazing.
2020 Vision.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And they're going to have a big celebration next year.
And so tell us a little bit, what does Landisville Camp Meeting look like? Where are you guys located, and what does it look like over there?
We're actually right down the road from the Junction Center. We're right here in Landisville.
Yes.
It's 201 Church Street, which is right at the corner of Camp Meeting Road and Church Street, right across from the East Hamfield High School Administration Building.
Oh, that's super cool. You are close to us.
Yes, we are.
So we almost could walk.
And Jenna, who is a worship leader as well as the Spiritual Life Committee chair. Jenna, tell us a little bit about your experiences and what a week would look like or a day at Camp Meeting.
Yeah, a typical day is in the morning, from Monday through Friday. In the morning, we have an 11 a.m. service where we have a teaching time. And then in the evening at 7 p.m., we have our evening service that we have worship. And it's always incredible worship. And we also have an incredible speaker every night, different one every night. And I have just had amazing experiences there. Every year is different. Every year is special.
God moves differently.
Absolutely. And we have just had a phenomenal time every year since I've been a part of it. I've been a part of it since for 3 or 4 years. My husband has since he was a young kid. And I just...
You're the newbie. I've been there 25 years.
25 years? Yeah. Oh, that's great. So what... Well, you're a worship leader. Do you play and sing? What does a leading worship look like to you?
Yeah, I play piano and I play guitar. Actually, about 6 years ago, I was attending Camp Meeting Week, and we had an evangelist there. And her son came to play with our worship team. He played piano. And at that point, I've been leading worship since I was 15.
Okay.
But I only sang at that point. So 6 years ago when he was playing for us, this guy named Jonathan.
Okay.
And midway through the week, he was like, Jana, you really need to learn piano so you can lead worship with the piano. And I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks. Been there, tried that. It's not happening. I can't even clap and sing at the same time. But at the end of the week, he pulled me aside and he said, can I pray over you? And I said, absolutely. And he took my hands. And he prayed that I would have the same anointing on the piano that he does. And I'm telling you, 2 weeks later,
Yeah, God is good.
You're getting tears in your eyes right now because I have experienced this, and she's phenomenal.
Yeah, I was leading worship with piano 2 weeks later.
Isn't God good?
God is good.
If people want information about your camp, is there a place we can find that out?
LandisvilleCampMeeting.org.
Oh, we're excited. Don't go anywhere, guys. We're going to talk again at 7:20. We now have to give our weather forecast and our